Thanks for tuning in to The Real Deal Show, brought to you by ebodyboarding.com and Tribe Boards.
Well, Bula, everyone, Jay Real here live from Tavarua Island Resort in Fiji for our annual Tavi Tube Tour 2024. And man, as you can probably see in the background, we are in a living paradise here on Earth. And the reason for this podcast, it's kind of a promo, I'll be honest with you, for our Tavi Tube Tour trip, which we have every late February, early March. And we invite anyone who wants to sign up to join us here in this absolute paradise. And this man sitting next to me is Jeremy Ferber. What's happening, Jeremy?
Everything is great, Jay.
That's what we're going to talk to you about. Everything is great pretty much sums it up. But Jeremy is a Southern California bodyboarder who grew up in San Diego County.
Yeah, I grew up in Encinitas.
Yep. Tell me about that. What was your local spot?
So I grew up in, you know, Cardiff, Encinitas back in the 90s at a spot called Seaside. Had a really awesome crew back there, a lot of really competitive guys.
Yeah.
A lot of guys I still talk to and, you know, still are at the spot riding. And, you know, it was great because we met a lot of great people, did a lot of great trips. It was just, you know, that time was really kind of a super ideal time, I think, to be a young person in, you know, Southern California in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, it was just such an awesome culture to be a part of at that time.
So somehow you ended up in Colorado. How did that happen?
Yeah, I did. I went to Cal State and got a degree, you know, and I was kind of looking for a job. And I was into racing cars. And this company that I was a customer of just happened to be, you know, long story short, they offered me a job to come out and work for them. And you know, I'd grown up there in North County, and I said, well, you know, if I'm going to leave North County, there's a very short list of places I would be willing to go, because it had to be, if it's not on the beach, there has to be mountains involved so I can still snowboard and do all the mountain activities.
You wanted to glide.
So, yeah, it still had to be, you know, west of the Rockies, and, you know, obviously Colorado's on that list. And
yep.
Anyway, and that was, you know, 18 years ago. I got a job out there, and things have been going really awesome ever since. So
I
had met my wife, had a family. And things are going great. My wife's a scuba diver, and so we really prioritize beach vacations where, you know, there's a component where I can go bodyboarding and she can go scuba diving and have like high quality for both. And you know, this is coming here to Tavarua. This is our third time here. It does not get any better for the family, for surf, for scuba diving. You know, it literally checks all the boxes to the extent that everywhere else we could even think about going, we're like, well, we know it's not going to be as good as Tavarua, but is it worth it?
You know? Right.
So that's right. Kind of where we are. So this is our third time here.
I love it. Now, Tavarua, the Tavi Tube Tour, it's not a cheap trip by any stretch of the imagination. And a lot of people ask us, hey, is this worth the money we're going to spend to come here for a week or even 2 weeks in some cases? I mean, for your family, what are the things that are here on this trip that make it worth the money you spend to come here?
You know, my wife and I, we've traveled to a lot of tropical locations, and honestly, Tavarua, I mean, just being frank, this is the most expensive trip that we go on, and it's also the only trip that we can look back after we go and say, honestly, I think it was actually worth a little bit more than what we paid. And so it's still what we consider to be an excellent value, even though, yeah, the dollar amount is high. But compared to other places, like I said, this literally checks all the boxes if you have a family. There's plenty of other great places you can go with just a bunch of dudes to surf.
Right.
But there's nowhere that you can do this with family.
It's so. Sort of like, you know, the Four Seasons is known for its luxury hotels. Would you, I mean, I always tell people it's like the Four Seasons surf resort, I guess is the best way to describe it. You have really nice amenities, great food, the accommodation's very comfortable. You have, you know, a swimming pool and a hot tub and a couple of bars all overlooking a world-class surf break and boats out to the surf. And even for non-surfers, there's plenty to do, obviously.
Everything's
right?
Included. You know, the fishing, the paddle boarding, the, you know, well, okay, scuba diving's not, my wife's a scuba diver and she's been doing that, but it's honestly a really reasonable price. And she's going on epic dives right off the island. But all the stuff on the island, other than booze, is included. But I will say, Jay, it's all of those things that Jay said are absolutely true. But what I will...
Oh!
Keep
going,
Jay,
keep
picks
going.
Up the camera.
Yeah, the camera blew
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we got a little going. Bit of wind tonight coming in. So the thing that I will add to that is that the key and the thing that Jay has developed here that is really the value add and this cannot be overstated, is the community. Because we can go anywhere, and my wife and my daughter, and we can just show up somewhere and be on vacation, but we don't know anybody.
Right.
And, you know, what we've really started to heavily value since the first time we came here on the trip with Jay is the community. A, you are with people that either you know or you have camaraderie with and you're going to get to know, and then you develop relationships with, and it's the wives and the kids. So there's a whole group of the ladies that they go out and hang out and do lady stuff and hang out. And then the kids, you know, there's all different age groups of kids, and they go hang out and make friends and do kid stuff.
Yeah.
So why we believe that this is worth more than the price is because that human element is something that you can't really put a number on, and it's something that you just don't get on a traditional vacation unless you're actively going out of your way to do big group trips with lots of people that you think are awesome. So.
Yes, it's kind of a communal environment that they encourage here by having everyone hang out at the restaurant for all the meals.
Yeah.
And you just get to know people, and there's a lot of like-minded people. Obviously, people that love the beach and the ocean, but you don't have to be a surfer or bodyboarder to come here. So that's why we always try to get families here, I think. So, and you're a perfect example of why that works out, because, you know, your wife and your daughter, they're not surfers per se,
right,
but you are, and they just like the beach and the ocean. And I mean, that's you're a classic example of a family that takes advantage of all the things that this place has to offer.
Yeah, 100%. This is her favorite trip of the year by far.
Killer, man. So. Well, folks, I just want to get a smattering of opinions from different people that come on this trip, but this is Jeremy Ferber, and we're stoked to have you here, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Jay. We really, really appreciate what you and Jay put together, and you know, I feel like thank you for inviting us, you know.
Oh, man, we love it. Yeah. We love it. So hopefully you can have a great year at your business and come back again next year.
That's planned.
Right on. So we'll move on to the next person. Jeremy, thanks, brother.
Thank you.
Right on, man. Over and out. All right, next in the box here for our Tavi Tube Tour promo video and part of the Real Deal Show is Jeff Catlin. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Of course, man. So Jeff is a bodyboarder originally from San Diego, now living in Arizona. So tell us the story.
Arizona.
What's the origin story of Jeff Catlin and how you ended up in Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, Arizona is not the surf mecca that Tavarua is, and which is nice because it gives me a chance to get out here and enjoy the finer things in life that you have on a Tavi Tube Tour. I ended up in Arizona, went to college, got a job, started a family, and next thing you know, 30 years go by and you're living in the desert.
So you're living in the desert, but you still make trips to the coast, which is why you're still bodyboarding, and kind of probably how you found us, e-bodyboarding, right?
Yeah, bodyboarding is like skiing or any hobby that you have, where if it's in your blood, it's in your blood. And, you know, Arizona's 5-hour drive to the beach, so I make sure that I get about 10 days in the water minimum a year, keep in shape. And I did. I literally found e-bodyboarding. Funny story, I got a new job, and we were doing a sales conference at Huntington Beach.
Okay.
And I decided I needed a new board because I had like a Mach 7 with the bottom delaminating, and it was time for me to get something new. I had a real job, and found e-bodyboarding and had you guys drop ship to the Hyatt Regency Huntington Beach.
Oh, sweet!
For my first out of school, bought my own bodyboard.
So you and your wife, Heather, you live in the Phoenix area, right?
Gilbert's a little suburb of
Gilbert,
Phoenix.
Okay.
About East Valley, they call it. It's, you know, about 20 minutes from the airport, 30 minutes from the airport.
Okay. And you found out about our Tavi Tube Tour how?
So the, I think, Instagram?
Yep.
Right? I think I saw pictures of the Tube Tour and said, oh, they actually let normal humans go to Tavi? I thought Tavarua, you know, part of the trip this week.
Exclusive domain of the rich and famous.
You know, Dave Clark is here, so we met like the founder of Tavarua.
Yes, he's here now.
And as a little Grom and growing up in California, you saw the picture of this place in Surfer Magazine and said, you know, this is the end of the universe.
Oh,
how do we
gosh.
Ever get there? And so I saw the Tavi Tube Tour and went, like, they actually let regular people go. And so, you know, the moment that it became available, I like stalked you and said, like, posted it on the travel site, and I'm like, I'm in. I gotta go. No matter what, I gotta go. I thought it was gonna be a once and done.
Yes.
But what I can tell everybody is, yep, plan on once and done, and make sure you do it because it's important. But save a little in the coffers because you're gonna want to come back year after year.
What are the things that you love about it that keep you coming back year after year?
I mean, just sitting where we are right now, it's not a hotel, right? It's not a group tour. it's like you're at your own house. It's like being at the Volcom house at Pike. There's a pool, you're on the beach. Everybody here is here for the same reason. We're here to enjoy the weather. We're here to enjoy the surf. And, you know, the guests or the staff is treating the guests so well. You know, they all know what we're here for.
Yeah.
It's just a family atmosphere with a lot of like-minded people. And yeah. The waves are fantastic.
And they take the staff, you mentioned the staff. To me, that's a big part of it. They take their time to get to know you and know your name, which is, you know, let's face it, at the high end, it's hospitality 101, but they remember you when you walk in year after year. It just makes you feel comfortable to see those same faces year after year. But the other part of it to me is the communal aspect of the whole restaurant area, which is on the other side of the camera right now. Everybody hangs out for all the meals, and right now we're in the midst of happy hour. You've seen me with my with my bottle of let's say adult beverage, and that's kind
you
of
should
like
be hydrating. That's
I know. But we're spending like a lot of time in the ocean, like at least two surfs a day, so maybe some days three.
Yeah.
And you know, we're looking at a big swell on the way here for tomorrow and the next day, so we're just trying to get as many waves as we can before it gets out of control huge here, right?
And I think another item for myself, when I first thought about coming to Tabarua, I had this huge anxiety attack of like, I live in Arizona and I surf like 10 times a year. Can I handle what's about to come my way? And you know, back on the staff, right? They're here because they love it and they're gonna make it a great experience for you. So, you know, whatever your skill level is, you don't feel embarrassed, don't feel shy. They will find something to make this experience amazing.
It's a perfect point to make, Jeff. A lot of people worry that they just know Cloud Break. Cloud Break is Tabarua in their minds, and they don't realize there's like eight other spots in this area that all break on varying tides and winds. So some of our guests on Tabby Tube Tour never even go to Cloud Break.
Yeah.
They don't want giant, crazy, barreling waves. They want mellow, fun, even like waist to chest high waves. There is that option for those folks. So it's, you know, it's one of these surf trips that you can get out there in small waves, you can get out there in big waves, whatever you choose. And in fact, right here to Jeff's left, you can't see it on camera, but I've shown it on some of our Tabby Tube Tour videos, there's a little spot they call Kitty Land, where on the high tide, a lot of people send their kids or spouses or anyone who's never ridden a wave before out for their very first waves ever. And it's a super mellow spot, right?
And it's, you know, the water's 86 degrees.
Yeah, it's at least.
It's crystal clear. You know, your family, your kids, anybody who doesn't appreciate the ocean, say you live in California and it's, you know, 60 degrees in the summer, you just walk in the ocean. It's beautiful.
Yes.
And as I said, the guys that work at the surf shack, they're happy to come out and teach somebody that doesn't know how to surf. And when you're on the boat, if you're not comfortable, they'll get you right where you need to be. They'll tell you how the brake works. And so it's a combination for me of really great surf, but a chance to learn. And there's literally no jockeying for position, aggressive vibe. Everybody's here for the same reason. There's plenty of ways to go around. And it's just the atmosphere is so relaxing. And I can't imagine a surf trip that would be any more fun than this.
I think the main thing to note here is Tabarua removes all the barriers to entry to anyone who is tentative to go in the ocean. Starting with, as you mentioned, the 87 degree water. It's crazy warm here. It is not cold at all. No shock to the system whatsoever. I mean, the air, it's like 90 degrees and humid. So you want to get in the ocean. The surf here, as I mentioned and Jeff mentioned, at Kitty Land, very small, easy for the first waves somebody's ever ridden in their life. This is the place to do it. They have the folks at the boat shack that are very helpful and encouraging. They'll push the little kids in the waves. They have masks, snorkels, fins, kayaks, stand-up paddleboards, everything to get somebody in the ocean that's not usually used to being in the ocean. This is the place to do it. It's so mellow and so easy to get out there. So, you know, I think the message is if you have a family member that's tentative about being in the ocean, that will all change if they come here to Tabarua, right?
Yeah, I would agree. And I would think also, you know, sometimes we've seen some people that visit this year that have not traveled internationally very much. And,
right.
You know, Fiji's not that close. It's a bit of a hike from California or Europe, for that matter. But the people of Fiji are extremely welcoming. And so from the day, or the moment you arrive in Nadi at the airport, you're relaxed. Everything is smooth. It's not hustle and bustle. It's not
it's Bula Vibes.
Bula Vibes. I mean, they say Bula Vibes.
Bula
and
Vibes.
I think they do it on Fiji Airways is welcome home.
Yes.
And it really is. It's like home. You walk in, the staff knows your name. They want to play with your kids. They want to understand your story.
Yes.
It's so comfortable.
Well, Jeff, I mean, geez, you could work for the Fijian tourism
Ministry of Tourism. Yeah.
Or the e-bodyboarding travel liaison here, Jeff Catlin. I mean, he's been on a few of our trips, our Waco, Texas Tube Tour trip, our Surf Ranch Roundup trip. So he knows what we throw out there, and that's the bodyboard vibe. We love hanging out with like-minded people, and Jeff is one of those people. So thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jay.
Really appreciate it, man. We're looking forward to more trips in the future coming up.
And so, stay tuned to the feeds, because it should be extremely fun to watch for the next 2 days.
It's going to be good. So, looking forward to that. So that's it for Jeff Catlin. We're going to get somebody else in here, and over and out. All right, folks, our next person in the, I wanted to say penalty box, but it's like the hot seat really for you. Ted is not a big on-camera guy. Like Vicky, he hates being on camera, so yep. I'm gonna keep his time here really easy. But folks, this is Ted Mullen. What's up, Ted?
What's up, Jay?
Right on. I will say this. Ted has been on every Tavi Tube Tour that we've had.
Almost.
Have you missed one?
I missed the first one.
Okay, so you missed the first one, which was with Jeff Hubbard back in 2018. But since then, Ted has been on every single Tavi Tube Tour. Why, Ted, do you keep coming back for more? Tell me.
Well, I mean, it grabbed me in the first one. Funny story, I was working, I had just started a new job, and some of the guys that had started the company I was working for were in the Motu.
Oh,
that
okay.
Same week that you and Jeff and everyone else were here.
Yep.
And so they came back, and they told me, they were like, hey, there were a bunch of bodyboarders out there. And so I went online, or I can't remember how, but somehow I stumbled into your trip, and I was like, oh my God. And then, of course, the next trip was Mike Stewart.
Yes.
And so it was like,
so you jumped on for that one.
That was a bucket list thing.
Yes.
So had to jump on that.
Talk about that trip with Mike Stewart. That was in 2019. I will link up at the top of the screen for those of you watching on YouTube, the video of the year Mike Stewart came with us in 2019. But talk about that year, man. We had an epic day at Cloud Break, right?
We did. Yeah. No, it was amazing.
Amazing.
And I had read an article at one point that was talking about one of the things you have to do is surf with a professional surfer to see like what, you know.
Yeah, their level of riding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so never forgot that. And so just being able to be out in the water with Mike was truly amazing.
Oh, yeah. I know. He's an obvious legend. Oh, come on now. Yeah. So, Ted, you live in L.A., right?
I do. I'm up in Santa Monica.
Have you always lived up there?
No, I've been there for about 15 years now.
And where are you from originally?
I mostly grew up in Pasadena, in the inland. Yeah.
And how did you start bodyboarding?
Well, my parents used to go to the beach all the time. Just got to Santa Monica Beach, of all places.
Oh, yeah.
Just take the boogie out, my brother and I, or we'd go down to Coronado Island and go out there.
In San Diego?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And, and then just kind of continued on. My friends never boogied, so I was usually like traveling down Huntington Beach by myself and was going out. And kind of tying it back to why I joined the trip is because, you know, I'm with like-minded people.
Right.
Everyone's super friendly. It's nice to have a whole group of people yelling at you on the, you know,
in the water. Like, go ahead,
Ted! Yeah,
exactly.
So it's just nice to be around that.
And yeah.
I haven't really had that growing up. So,
what do you love about Tavi Tube Tour other than that, obviously, like-minded people group out there encouraging you? What else about this place attracts you to come back here year after year?
I mean, it's obviously the Disneyland of waves, right?
So, perfect description.
Something for everybody. I'm not like the best bodyboarder here, so I know I can go wherever and find something that's kind of within my abilities.
Yes.
And obviously I'm sure everyone talks about the people and how friendly everyone is. I think you've been able to kind of bring a great group of people here that's super friendly, super social.
Yeah.
Just, and that keeps you coming back.
Yes.
It's just a lot of fun.
I agree. What's your favorite spot here?
Favorite spot? know, it was probably restaurants last year when I came here. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't overly huge for me, but it was just, it was like perfect size and just, yeah.
Well, just, yeah, so now as we record this, it's Tuesday in the midst of our second week of our Tavi Tube Tour. Ted arrived on Saturday for week two, and we are looking at potential for a massive swell on Thursday, which could be really good out here at restaurants. So I think everybody's like waiting with bated breath to see if restaurants turns
every
on, right?
The conversation has been about what's coming. So
yes.
Yeah, we'll see if it lives up to that.
Oh man, so excited.
Yeah.
So now, Ted, you usually come here solo.
I do.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you hang with all the bodyboard crew here.
Yep.
I mean, is this something you're going to continue to do, or it's kind of, obviously it's an expensive trip. It's not cheap. We all know that. But I mean, you keep coming back year after year. Do you feel like you're getting a value for the money that you spend on this trip?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's a better place in the world to go for bodyboarding and just being around good people, like I said,
yeah.
Right? So I'll be keeping this on the schedule as long as my wife lets me. I tried to invite them over here, but I don't think they're into the...
Are they not beach people?
Not really.
Okay.
And my wife happened to read something about snakes.
Oh.
So I'm out.
There are sea snakes on this island.
I have not seen.
You haven't seen one?
I've seen one under a branch.
Okay.
Under a log.
Yes.
That's about it. But it's all stories.
Right. It's all hearsay. But there are sea snakes on the island. There's also bats, but they do not bother you. They're fruit bats, I believe. And there's baby sea turtles. By the way, were you?
Yeah.
I mean, were you around when those turtles hatched? We had 3 days ago a bunch of baby sea turtles hatched from eggs and crawled into the ocean. Unbelievable. I mean, you just can't write this into a script.
It's amazing. And I think Jeremy saw another nest come up.
Oh,
as
man.
Well, right?
So. Yeah, so there's a lot of nature happening out here, plenty of waves. And Ted is here for all of it. As we mentioned, he's been here for almost every Tavi Tube Tour we've had. He just missed one, but he is our repeat customer, I guess you could say, and we're stoked to have him. Yeah. Ted, thanks, man. Really appreciate it, and thanks for sucking it up here for the last six and a half minutes for the video. So we're stoked to have Ted Mullen on this trip. Thank you, brother.
No problem.
All right, we'll see who else we can get in the hot seat. Stay tuned. Well, folks, the next person in the hot seat is one of the persons... people, sorry, it is happy hour, folks, excuse me, people who have spent time here in Tavarua. How many times have you been here to Tavarua now?
This is my fourth trip.
Fourth trip. This is Aaron. Say your last name for us.
Aaron Batula.
So, okay, there you go. I was pronouncing it correctly. I wanted to make sure. How's it going, Aaron?
Good, Jay. How you doing?
Right on. Very well. Thank you, Aaron. So, Aaron is a regular on our Tavi Tube Tour. He's also been on our Waco trip, our
yes.
Texas Tube Tour. And Aaron, you live now in Lompoc, California, but you're originally from Hawaii. Where
yes.
in Hawaii are you from?
I grew up in Makakilo, which is, they call it Kapolei now, so.
Right, it used to be called Makakilo?
It used to be, yeah.
Okay, so that's like on the southwest side of Oahu,
yes,
right?
It is.
Okay.
So back when there were a lot of plantations, you know, sugarcane.
Yeah.
So that area was all undeveloped. When the sugarcane industry left Hawaii, it became like the second city development there. So all the new houses have been built in that area. So we used to be this little community way out on the west side.
Yeah.
And now we're kind of like in the middle of all the growth and the development and stuff like that. So.
And it's like tracked housing out there now.
Oh
a
yeah.
Lot of,
yeah.
I mean,
a
I
lot
know.
Of, Yeah. A lot of people are living on that in that area of Oahu now, so yeah.
Wow, okay. So Aaron, you...
Hi!
Hey, Vicky! Vicky's jumping in, which is
you
great.
By,
this is Vicky.
You can share by microphone here.
Yep, so. Perfect. So Aaron, you, how the heck did you end up moving from Oahu and you now live in Lompoc? The timeline there.
How so I grew up in Hawaii, and I went to the University of Hawaii, and I joined Air Force ROTC when I was there. Because they paid for my tuition, all that stuff like that.
Yep.
And then when I graduated, it was kind of cool because you're already set up for your career, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You go active duty. My first assignment was in Italy, and then I spent 4 years in North Dakota. I ended up back in California because that's where our schoolhouse was, so I went from being a missile combat guy to being a missile combat instructor. and I ended up at Vandenberg Air Force Base, where Lompoc is.
Yep.
And I really liked it there, so I just ended up kind of making that my home, you know, so.
Well, thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate it. Much respect for people that serve our country in the military. My dad is one of those, and Aaron, obviously, carrying on that tradition, so thank you, Aaron. You've obviously continued to bodyboard. Where do you bodyboard near Lompoc? You don't have to give up any secret spots.
So I have to go full disclosure. I've probably bodyboarded more in Tabarua than I ever have locally. Because I'm like you, Jay.
It's freaking freezing up there.
The one thing I can't stand is cold water. So I have to motivate myself to get in the water up there. But if I do go up there, it's typically Halama. Or we have another friend that's been on a bunch of our Tabi Tube tours, Dave Long.
Dave Long,
he lives down
Legend, Dave. Shout out to you, Dave.
Shout out, Dave. And Dave will be the guy that kicks me in the butt and tells me I got to get in the water. So we'll go to like Magoo every now and then.
Yeah.
Or and he wants me to come down and surf with him at Strand. But he's getting ready to move, so I think those days in Oxnard are going to be kind of less now that he's moving. So
yeah. So here we are in Tabarua, which is, to me, paradise on earth. Why do you like coming back here year after year?
Well, the first year we came in 2018, I mean, it was groundbreaking. I mean, what you guys did for us was just amazing. I never thought I'd be able to surf in Tabarua, and then I found on eBodyboarding's like, hey, we're going to Tabarua, sign up. And I was like, I'm on it. So I was one of the first guys to sign up. You know, back then we had a pro come with us, and Jeff Hubbard was that first pro that we had, and he's such a good dude. We had a great time. We had like perfect cloud break for a week, and when it wasn't gigantic, but it was, there were some sessions where there was some pretty good size, and for some reason our crew were like the only people out there for an entire week. Like every time we were out there in the morning, nobody
came.
It was empty, and so it was just us. There were a lot of accomplished riders, you know, and just watching everybody just jam out there was just amazing. So that was the first year. And then, you know, the second year with Mike Stewart, couldn't have passed that up either. You know, and then ever since then, it's been, you know, great. Getting great waves is like the cherry on top of the sundae, but just being here with you guys is like getting the total experience. I think one thing I've learned this year is just to enjoy everything that Tabarua has. Yeah, we're going to get great waves, but even if it was like 2 to 3 feet the whole week, I would still be happy because just being here and having a nice, relaxing vacation, you know. So.
Well, let's go back to the Mike Stewart year.
Okay.
Because there was a day out at Cloud Break that was pumping, and we were all out there. And Aaron, tell us about your wave. We all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But let the viewers and the listeners on the podcast know what I'm talking about.
So there, it was the biggest day of that trip. I mean, it was solid, double overhead plus.
Yeah, for sure.
And a bunch of us followed Mike into the lineup, you know, the guys that wanted to get a, you know, a good shot or a good wave. And for some reason, there were like 8 or 9 of us out there, and everybody caught the set before us. And it was just me and Mike sitting out there. And Mike had already caught 2 or 3 waves. And this macking set just comes in, and Mike looks, I had position on Mike anyway, but Mike just looks at me, I look at him, he kind of gives me that little nod, and he starts paddling away. So I'm like, well, heck, if Mike Stewart nods at you, there's no matter how scared I am, I have to take this wave, or else I am never going to live it down.
No.
And what I should have done is I should have just stayed where I was and just paddled into it. But, you know, you do that thing where you paddle closer to the peak.
Too deep.
So I paddled too deep. I took off. It was already breaking behind me. And the last thing I heard before I took off was Vicky screaming, go! And it was a pretty sizable wave. I made it about halfway down the face, and I airdropped, and I just lost it. And one of the best wipeouts, I think, of in Tabi Tube Tour history. Huh?
So. Yeah, we'll have to see if we can find that.
There is, there's a picture. Yeah. I have it, and Aaron has it. So, yes, Aaron has, I will say, unfinished business at Cloud Break that he's thought about. And then last year, we had another incident where it was solid, pumping Cloud Break, but not classic Cloud Break in the sense that there were two different swell directions. So we pulled up on the boat. It was a very big day out there. I'm going to call it, let's say, 6 to 8 10-foot sets, but chaotic, not classic where it's breaking predictably. And Aaron decided to jump in the water. What happened to you, Aaron?
I was going to play it safe, actually. I was going to sit in the inside. and so I jumped off the boat. I think we jumped off the boat like probably around the same time.
I waited.
Okay.
Until I saw what happened to you.
Yeah, there were some people in the water already. I think Rob Barber was already out. Mm-hmm, and so they were catching some waves far enough to point. Yeah, and Vicky was out too. And I decided, well, I'm going to jump off the boat and play it safe and hang on the inside. But, you know, with the tower, you know, the tower is kind of only like a, it's not the full tower anymore. It's only it's sticks and stuff. So I lost my frame of reference and I got too close to the reef. And, you know, I was looking up the point at one direction of swell, and then this rogue west, more westerly peak came in out of nowhere, and it was big and it started breaking. But that one, I didn't feel as panicked because it broke so far away from me that by the time it got to me, it was just this massive wall of white water. So I duck dove and I came up through it, and the lifeguard, his name was Carlos. He popped up right next to me and was like, "Hey, are you okay?" And I was like, "I'm okay." I mean, I ducked over it, but and the only thing that saved me really was it had broken so far away from me that by the time it got to me, it already steamrolled.
It had dissipated
yeah. most of it. But yeah, that was an unpleasant surprise also. So.
My God, unreal. So lots of adventure, plenty of stories to go around here for everyone that's been to Tavarua. Aaron, what brings you back here time and time again? I mean, what do you love about this place?
You guys.
Oh,
and being, you know, the you guys have been great hosts. And like I said, you know, in the beginning it was like, hey, we're going to get to surf the waves of our lives. But every year I come back, I'm like more and more enjoying just the experience.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if anybody's thinking about signing up for the Tavi Tube Tour, I think one of the things you guys do the best is you guys always make sure that everybody in your group is engaged, having a good time. Because, you know, you have people from different board riding disciplines and also different levels of ability. And you guys make it a point to say, hey, we're not always going to go to Cloud Break and surf, you know, double overhead macking death defying waves.
Yeah,
you guys try to find a niche for the longboarding crew or for the beginner crew, and a lot of kids are, you know, trying to learn how to catch waves too. So you guys are always able to find them the boat and the break that they can go to where everybody can have a good time. So
that's a great point.
Even 76-year-old Tom, right?
Yeah, he's shredding out there, man.
Yeah. Guy on this trip, his name is Tom. He's 76. He is
an
absolute warrior.
Yeah.
Charging every session and just not caring. I mean, he gets caught inside, doesn't care. He just cruises and makes it happen. So, yeah, I mean, there's no age limit. There's no barriers here. The boatmen can find ways for every ability level. It doesn't matter. So you're laughing at me. It is happy hour, folks. It doesn't matter.
He's a little tipsy.
If, you know, you want to ride 2 to 3 foot waves or 10 to 15 foot waves, there are spots for you to surf out here. So, you know, I've said it in some of the earlier interviews, a lot of people come here and they think, oh, Cloud Break, giant Cloud Break. It's not about Cloud Break. That's one of about 8 or 9 spots in this area. So there's so many other spots around. And don't be afraid to come to Tavarua. It's an ocean paradise, right? I mean, would you say that?
Yeah.
Right?
It's just paradise, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look what we've experienced this week already with the turtles and the dolphins. I mean,
I did mention that.
Oh,
yeah.
You did.
You weren't here for that. But we talked about that earlier with the turtles hatching. And you love to snorkel, Vicky.
Oh, my gosh. I can't get enough. I almost like it more than bodyboarding.
She'll go out there when we're surfing Cloud Break with a mask and a snorkel and just swim around with a GoPro in her hand and occasionally like, oh, there's somebody riding a wave, click, 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 and then go back underwater and shoot the fish in
the
reef.
It's phenomenal. It's beautiful to see it.
And
underneath.
And the warm water makes it so much more accessible and easy. So, folks, so that's Aaron Batula. Aaron, thank you, brother.
Yeah, thanks, Jay.
We're stoked to have you. Thanks for doing this every year.
We appreciate you guys.
Yeah. He comes on our other trips, too. He's been to our Texas Tube Tour and our Surf Ranch Roundup trip. So the point is, you know, it's like-minded people enjoying
life
together, right? So
it's like you always said, Jay, it's all about experiences, right?
Yeah, and you never know. I always say this, you never know when your last day on this planet's going to be. So take advantage of every day and try to get on one of these trips if you can.
I always say, save those lattes and don't go out and buy $15 margaritas.
Yeah.
There's ways you can save to pull off a trip like
100%.
This. 100%. I don't know.
Right on. So that's Aaron Batula in the hot seat. Thanks. Aaron. We're going to get the next person in here. And over and out for Aaron.
Thank you, brother. Thanks, Jay. Right. Thanks, Vicky. You guys are awesome.
Love you, Aaron.
Right on, man. Cool. Hey, folks. Back with yet another person in the hot seat. This is Mr. Ryan McCann. What's happening, Ryan?
How are you doing, Jay?
Right on. Thank you. Doing well. This is your second Tavi Tube Tour?
Second Tavi Tube Tour. Two years in a row.
So Ryan lives in New York. He lives in specifically Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, New York.
New York. Soon to be Lido Beach, right?
Vacation home.
Okay, vacation home. So he heads out to Long Island to get his waves. This is a long way from Long Island. What brings you to Tavarua Island Resort?
Tavarua is a very special place.
Yeah, tell me why you think that it's a special place. A
little heart-shaped island in the South Pacific.
Yes.
If you've ever been to Fiji, maybe the nicest people I've ever met in the world. And on Tabarua, they just take it to the next level. Everyone's happy, everyone's nice. And then on top of that, you got Cloudbreak, which, as far as I'm concerned, might as well be one of the wonders of the world.
Yes.
It's just an amazing, amazing thing to look at. Even if you're not surfing it, it's just cool to see.
I agree. And there's a, you know, there's a ton of spots here. There's like 8 or 9 spots, all within a short distance here of Tabarua. Is Cloudbreak your favorite of those spots, you think?
You know, it depends on the day, right? So I had the most fun last year out at restaurants.
Yep.
And I was by myself with Issei. There's the two of us going. Well, everyone else was at Cloudbreak, but that's because I missed the boat. But it worked out. But that said, yeah, Cloudbreak is just a really cool experience. And if you surf or if you're into waves or into bodyboarding surfing, it's just one of those spots you got to go to.
Yeah. So I mean, why do you come here with our Tabby Tube Tour? Is it the attraction of being with other like-minded people, or you just like this time of year? What is it?
Well, one, it's the accessibility that you guys have.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little more difficult for a single person or just two people to make the arrangements and come here on their own.
Right.
So the group tour itself is a real draw.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you're here with bodyboarders.
Yep.
You know? So, like, even today, pretty much everyone out there was on a bodyboard.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what I like, and that's why I've come here. And it's just on the bucket list.
Right on.
And you guys provide that. You know, you guys provide a bucket list type of scenario.
I love it, man. Now, you know, Ryan travels a lot. He's been to many places on this planet.
Yep.
How does this rate among some of the places that you've been?
So I don't usually rate, but what I can say is I've almost never gone to the same place twice.
Okay, and interesting.
I've been here twice. You know,
wow.
So last year I came and I knew I had to come back. So that is an indication of something very special.
Wow.
Yep.
I love it, man. How long have you been bodyboarding?
Since I was about 7.
And do you still bodyboard in New York year round?
I do. I try to bodyboard year round. It gets very cold.
Yeah.
You know, but when the swell comes, you got to get out there.
Yeah. Are you digging the warm water here? Is that a big attraction for you?
I'm loving the warm water. But that said, I do find myself almost sweating out there.
Yes. The water temp is probably high 80s, right?
It's warm. And if you're not used to it, it's the opposite of cold. You know, it's just a different type of thing that you got to work through.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the rule here is if you like warm water and you like tropical environments, good waves, good people, Tabby Tube Tour is probably a good addition to the travel cachet for you if you're a world traveler, right?
Absolutely. It's a must-see.
Do you think it's, you know, it's obviously not a cheap trip, but all the other stuff you get here, the meals and the boat trips out to the surf every day, is it worth the money? I mean, you wouldn't, I'm stating the obvious, you wouldn't be here if it wasn't, but right?
Yeah, and I definitely wouldn't have come twice, right, if it wasn't worth the money. But it's 100% worth the money. It's a surf-focused trip. Everyone here is waiting for the waves, waiting to go out. It's literally perfect.
Love it.
It doesn't get any better.
Well, Ryan McCann said a mouthful. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Jeff.
Brother. Thanks very much. We'll get the next person in the hot seat shortly.
Woo!
All right, folks. Back with the next person in the hot seat. This is Mr. Tom Skinner. How's it going, Tom?
That's going great. Super great.
I love it. Tom, how old are you?
I'm 71. I'll be 72 in July.
71, 72 in July. And Tom is here on the Tabby Tube Tour. Why? Why are you on this trip with us? You wanted to go last year and you canceled.
I wanted to go last year and I didn't. It was kind of a spur of the moment and I didn't have my, I was out in Colorado. I had my board and I thought, hey, I can go to on the tour if they got a space. And Jay kind of got things rolling for me. And then I had to send him, I don't have my passport. It's back in Ohio.
Oh, man.
So that's part of the reason I'm here. I was going to, but the other reason is just, making up for lost time. In 2010, I found that, man, I should have been doing nothing but bodyboarding my whole life.
Yeah.
A couple of hurricanes went up the East Coast and generated some big surf, and I bought some, okay, instead of little toys, I'll buy some equipment and went out, and it's like, oh, man, look what I've been missing.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, you're originally from Ohio. Right?
I'm from Virginia.
Okay, yeah. So you're from Virginia, but you were working in Ohio as a physics professor.
Professor, right. Yeah, yeah.
And then you retired and got a place in Topsail, North Carolina.
No, I had the place in Topsail since 95.
Okay, even when you were a professor. Okay.
Yeah, that was there were people, when I saw the house, it was, there were renters in it, and I thought, man, if there's ever a chance that I'm gonna have something at the beach on an academic salary with a family, this is it, I'll just rent it out. It was a disaster, renters. Don't rent your place out to anybody.
Wow.
Good Unless advice. You really know what you're doing. I didn't know what I was doing, so I'm sure you can do well renting.
But it didn't work out, so you decided you would just keep it for yourself.
Yeah, I just had lousy renters, and now that I've got the renters out and fixed it up, it's like, well, why am I not living in it, you know? So
Yeah,
so I moved down there just in 23.
And is that how you started bodyboarding?
Well, no, I mean, I've been in the water and body surfing, you know, pretty much my whole life, and playing around with boards and kind of mediocre boards. Never bought any equipment though, because I figured I don't live at the beach, and as soon as I buy equipment, I'm probably never going to the beach again. So I just didn't have any equipment, but I was always out in the water and trying to catch waves, but the bigger waves, I couldn't get them because I couldn't generate the speed. So when I heard this storm was going, I was visiting my son. He was living in my house at the time, and I visited him in the fall, and there was a storm coming up the coast. I thought, oh man, I'm gonna go get some equipment, and so I went out, and I was a little hesitant to go out because it was like 6 to 8 feet from the back, so whatever the front was,
yeah,
they were big.
Wow.
And I was thinking, you know, the surfers are going to be pissed off. Here's this bodyboarder out here. There's a pier, right? Everybody shows up at the pier.
Okay.
And that's where the surfers usually go, on Topsail Beach.
Yeah.
And but anyway, I figured, well, tough beans. I don't care if they don't like it. I'm going out. And I got out there. It was a Friday, I think. And it's like everybody out there was kind of, that was 10 years ago now, 15 years ago, but everybody was my age. It's like, oh man, all these guys, yeah, they got jobs and then they can afford to take off and the kids are in school. So the first wave I got, it was like all that 30 years of experience all came together and focused in that one moment, and everything that needed to happen just happened. With like, when I got through the wave, I was like, what just happened there? That was I should have been doing nothing but this. I missed my calling.
Yes.
So I got a, and then the next week I was getting ready to leave, and my son, I don't know, Dad, they say there's another storm coming. So I hung around for a couple more days. Sure enough, we had another week of bomb and surf. It was like and I called a friend after that and said, you know, that's rare to have surf like that on the East Coast.
Yeah.
I mean, is there, where can I go to get more surf? He goes, my brother goes to Nosara, Costa Rica, every year. And so then I started going to Costa Rica, and this is all part of making up for lost time, you know?
Yeah, so you're a physics professor, and you just decided, I want to enjoy my life and have some thrill.
Yeah.
And bodyboarding kind of met those needs, right?
Bodyboarding is like, it's like surfing's a fountain of youth, I'm convinced.
Yes, well, this guy, I will point out on this year's Tabby Tube Tour, Tom, it's his first year here. He's always first in, and well, not necessarily first in, but he's always last out of the water. And big surf, small surf, doesn't matter. Tom gets caught inside.
That's
and
my trademark.
Yes,
caught inside.
Sometimes. But, you know, most people, they get a little nervous. But, Tom, you have these, like, breathing exercises you do. And you just kind of cruise if you get caught inside.
Yeah.
And you eventually make your way back out. So what's the secret there to your level of calm?
There's a story, if you want it on the podcast.
Sure, let's
hear it. But you have to bear with me for a couple minutes, because you're going to be thinking, what the hell's this got to do with anything?
All right.
When I was younger, I could really jump. I felt like I had rockets in my legs.
And
I can remember the moment when I understood. We were, I was maybe 13 or 14, we're playing tag, but we had this thing called multiplication tag, that if you grab a person and could hold them for 3 seconds, then now there's two people that are running, then three people and four people. And so I'm running away from this crowd and running through this yard, and there's a chain link fence in front of me. I just launched myself over it, and as I went flying over, I thought, man, how come I never noticed I could do this before? And now I realize it's because you couldn't do it before. When all that testosterone kicks in, you know, then you're like, you're ramping up. And So I could always jump, and I used to just, I mean, I used to revel in it. I'd like a loading dock, you know, you walk up to a loading dock, there's always steps around the side. I'd take a couple quick steps and pop up to the top and get that little split second worth of weightlessness, you know?
Yes.
And so I understood that it was something special, but if I knew I wasn't going to be able to do it, you know, eventually, and especially, I mean, you know, at some age you're not going to be able to do it, but it happened much sooner than, like, by 40, it's like all that fast twitch muscle was kind of doing something else. I don't know where
okay.
it goes. And so if I knew I wasn't going to be able to do it, I would have done it a whole lot more. So now, so here comes the punchline.
Yeah.
Now, I can still power through all that surging surf.
Yes.
And it's like, I want to do it for as long as I can. You know, it's not going to last forever. And it's like such a, it's elating, if that's a word. Elation?
Yes.
To make
you
it
get
through,
elation
you know?
From it,
and,
sure.
And my body is like going, thank you. Whereas working in physics, when I'd come home at the end of the day, I enjoyed what I did, but all that, you get your mind spinning and zzz. I never felt like it was, I got to a point where I thought, I don't think this is good for you.
It wasn't exhilarating.
No, it was definitely not exhilarating.
The opposite of exhilarating.
It can be exhilarating at times, but for the most part, it's just draining.
You know? Interesting.
So the physical stuff, and that just may be a difference in your makeup, you know?
Yeah.
Some people, maybe it's exhilarating for 90% of physicists or something, and they get charged up or something.
Yeah.
And, but sitting at a desk, that I don't know how I, that's just not me, you know?
I love it, man. I love your whole vibe and everything you do out there. I mean, it's inspirational to the rest of us. I'm 11 years younger than you, but I mean, I hope to be where you are in 11 years, man.
Yeah, take care of yourself. And
thank you.
For sure.
Well, so what do you love about the Tavi Tube Tour, and particularly Tavarua Island Resort? What is it that attracts you to this place? I know it's your first time here, but what do you like about it? Let me hear the positives.
Well, there's no negative, and
that's perfect to say. Yes, thank you.
I guess besides the surf, that's the obvious thing.
Yeah.
And the people, but and this is like again, my friends when I'm telling them about, it, they're laughing because it's like the food is just, I'm an eating machine, man. I love to eat. And then you go out.
Yes, two plates of every meal, folks.
Or three.
Trust
actually, I've cut
maybe
back
three.
The second week. You know, I've cut back from three plates to two plates, and But you go out, you know, and you're burning calories at a furious pace.
Yes.
And then you come back in. I think I was telling you yesterday. Yeah, it was you on the boat. I was saying that back when we were little kids, you'd be out playing, like, especially in the winter, it's cold. You're out there for a long time. And then your mom calls you at lunchtime, and you come in, and she's got grilled cheese sandwiches and tomato soup, comfort food and stuff.
Right.
And it's like, this is like the closest you can be to going back to, like, you're out surfing all
isn't
morning and you come in and it's like breakfast time, lunch time, whatever,
totally
dinner time.
Agree, man.
Yeah, it's super great.
Totally agree, man. And somebody else does the dishes.
Yeah, they do the dishes, they do the cooking, you come in, it's all made for you. It's like the best, what to call it, the best...
What's the best
return to mommy that you can imagine.
I agree, man. So good. I love it. So... Yeah, we hope to have you back on a future Tavi Tube Tour.
Yeah, you bet.
Tom,
you've
been a real inspiration to everybody, including the boatmen. I think they're like, you know, they watch you and they're like, oh my gosh, Tom's in trouble. But you're never in trouble. You're always just
knock on wood.
You're making way. Yeah, right. So that's awesome, man. So Tom Skinner, thank you, man.
Well,
I appreciate
you.
Your
gosh,
few minutes here.
Like, it wasn't as hard as I thought it would be.
No, it's just a conversation, man. And we love having Tom on this trip.
No, I always get it wrong. There we go.
Shaka, he's got the shaka. We love it, folks. So that's Tom Skinner. We're going to get the next person in the hot seat. And thank you, Tom.
Okay, ciao for now.
Thank you, brother. All right, man. See ya. All right, next person in the hot seat here is a bodyboarding fixture in the South Bay section of Los Angeles in the United States. This is Trevor Ellis. What's up, Trevor?
Yeah, Jay.
Right on. So... I've known Trevor for many years. He was a competitor, a voracious competitor back in the day. Probably still is if he wanted to be.
Yeah.
But now he's a family man and a business owner. And you can see his son in the background there. So
Caleb.
Caleb's a bit of a ham back there. But Trevor, this is his first time on the Tavi Tube Tour. Trevor, let me talk about your bodyboarding background. You're not competing anymore? You're done with that?
Done.
done competing.
Done.
But you take a few trips now. You got I go
on a lot of trips, yeah.
What's your favorite trip other than Tavarua?
I would say I like going to Nicaragua. I like going there.
Okay.
Got turned on to it a few years ago. Probably have been 4 times now since the first time I went.
Northern Nicaragua or other parts of Nicaragua?
It's northern, the boom.
Okay, right.
The boom, right?
That's northern Nicaragua.
Yeah. Right. I've always loved the South Pacific. I definitely want to do more of that.
Yeah.
But this was definitely a trip that I was looking forward to doing at some point. And I'm not on the line like everybody else is.
Right.
I should be on the line more after hearing about everything
on the sound. I've been telling him to get on our Instagram and check our website.
They have a website.
So he doesn't miss our trips. He's been on our Waco trip, our Texas Tube Tour trip. And this is his first time on Tavi Tube
Tavi.
Tour.
Yeah. Tavi. It's not the last, though.
Right.
No, yeah. Funny story. I'll make it quick. But my wife and I, exact opposites. Not an ocean person.
Right.
Doesn't want to go on surf trips. Did not want to come here because it was during cyclone season. Has literally asked me already, are we going for 2 weeks next year? Day three.
And they've been here for 4 days. Three and a half days.
3 days, yeah.
Wow.
So we're already taking up 2 weeks of next year because she's already made a point of it.
Thank you for that testimony.
Yeah,
So Trevor's a really good bodyboarder. So Trevor, you've been here to Tavarua before. You were here
2003.
Many years ago. That is 21 years ago. So how has it changed from then to now?
Well, there's a pool.
Yes. Wasn't before.
There's a bar.
A bar.
There's a place to eat. There's another bar. There's lines of boats. The boat ride here originally was like an hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
You weren't leaving from a little, I think that was that an abandoned camp? I don't know what it was.
Yeah,
before.
Jeez, I don't know.
But you're leaving from the main harbor before.
Wow.
You're only surfing Cloud Break. It was crap when we were here, so there wasn't much to do besides that.
Okay.
And it was 21 years ago. So.
And you stayed here on Tavarua?
We stayed here, but it wasn't.
Wow.
Beautiful. It wasn't. This is like 5-star.
Yeah.
This is bougie.
It's like the Four Seasons if it was a surf resort.
Right. The I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen a place quite like this ever.
So it's not cheap to come here. We all know that. Do you feel like you're getting your money's worth?
I know I'm getting my money's worth.
Yeah.
I brought 5 people. So that's, you know, I don't want to put it in any other way, but life-changing for my kids.
Yeah.
You only live once.
Right.
Like, you never know when,
100% with you, man.
Most people aren't, like, killing it at 60 like Jay is. So,
thanks.
Super blessed to be able to come here. And quite honestly, if you can plan out your days, it's not that, I mean, it's expensive. I won't say it's not, but you can plan out a trip like this.
Right.
Yeah. And you make it so easy, Jay. You make it easy.
I love it.
Yeah, for real.
That's cool. Yeah. What's your favorite wave so far? I haven't really surfed anywhere other than Cloud Break, right?
Only surf Cloud Break. Looking forward to tomorrow.
Yes.
And then seeing what happens after that. All the guys on the trip that have been here multiple times keep talking about surfing restaurants.
Yeah.
But I'm just looking forward to big Cloud Break.
Love it, man.
Yeah. So thank you.
Cool. So that's Trevor Ellis, folks. We got a quick shot of Trevor Ellis here in Tavarua, and I mean, it's paradise. We're stoked to have him here, and thanks for coming, brother.
No, thanks for having me.
Right on, man.
I beat it.
Okay, we'll see who else we can get in the hot seat, folks. Stay tuned. All right, the next person in the hot seat is
Dave.
Your last name?
Oh, I'm Marino.
Okay, so Dave is an Orange County bodyboarder. Orange County is where Vicky and I live in Southern California.
Yep.
And Dave, you are a longtime bodyboarder.
Long time bodyboarder. Oh, I mean, 40?
You haven't counted?
I had the OG Mike Stewart. The OG Mach 7.
Okay.
So the first Mach 7.
So the black bottom or FTC. The brown bottom, technically.
Yeah. Oh, maybe, yeah. Maybe it wasn't the first
one. Wow. So, okay, you've been around for a while.
Yep.
And what are your local spots there where we live Orange County?
I go to Creek. I love Creek. Creek is an awesome place. It's definitely the best spot.
Love it.
Yeah. All the jetties in Newport are good.
Okay.
Chill.
So you still get out there. Now, Dave is unique in our Tabby Tube Tour world in that he booked literally less than a week before he came here. Tell me why.
We got waves. The forecast looked good. They said it's going to be probably too big for you to surf on Thursday, but you'll get to surf the front end and the back end of the swell, and that's what I came for, you know what I mean? So you have more options.
You had never been here before, though,
nope,
right?
Nope.
But you knew about this place, and obviously you knew about Cloudbreak. Did you know about all the other spots in this area?
Oh, I know about the place out front, so yeah.
Restaurants he's talking about. Yes. And
none of the other spots. Yeah.
Right. So, yesterday we surfed at Desperations.
Yes.
And how did that go for you?
It was just like surfing a beach break on a reef, and it was kind of chill, but it was, it was fun. It was
nothing world class.
Nothing epic by far, but no, it's no Cloudbreak. But yeah.
So let me hear, because you're a first timer here, your impressions of Tavarua.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Why is it awesome?
Food is super good. I love the food. You can eat as much as you want. I eat a lot. And you can go out to Cloudbreak four times a day, if not, wherever else you want to go. So you can access all the breaks, which is dope.
And we've had some decent waves. Actually, today was pretty good. How did you feel about Cloudbreak? You feeling comfortable as the swell continues to rise?
I haven't seen it rise yet, but it was pretty perfect and chill today. I mean, I couldn't ask for a mellow vibe. head high is really not very sketchy, and it seemed to be fine. I wasn't surfing head high on the inside, but the main peak was fine.
But I saw you kind of different peaks. You scored some really good waves, especially this morning.
Yeah, Cloudbreak, it breaks all up and down the reef, so you can surf, this section, whatever working.
Yeah.
And so it holds the crowd.
So why Tabby Tube Tour? I mean, why did you come with our group here?
It's bodyboarders, and I don't know, it sounded good to me, and there was surf. I've always wanted to come here, and Jay's a good guy. I shop at the shop. I go down to set. I've been going to e-bodyboarding in there and buying stuff and gear and getting good recommendations and
love
stuff
it,
for I don't know, gosh, 10 years.
Love,
Not 10
I
years,
love
20
it.
Years.
Thanks
20
for
years.
The support.
No worries.
I love it. So if somebody was on the fence, should I go on Tabby Tube Tour? It's kind of expensive. Do you have something to say to those folks?
It's expensive, but it's worth it. I don't really see what the other options are here. The other options would be maybe less expensive, but I don't know how you got. When we got out of Cloudbreak at dawn, and there was hardly any people there, so you're the first ones out. And when it's not firing, it's even less crowded. Unfortunately, we have all the superstars here today.
Oh yeah, because there's a big swell on tap.
They're very nice, though. Yep. You get to see. Hopefully get to witness some awesome surfing, for sure. Too big, you can sit on the boat and they'll all be here.
I love it, man. Hey, thanks for joining us on Tabby Tube Tour. We're just trying to get a little smattering of opinions. And that is Dave. We're stoked to have him here. First timer on Tabby Tube Tour, hopefully not last time.
Yeah. Awesome.
Right on, guys.
Love this place. Woo.
All right, our last man on the Real Deal Show tonight for our Tabby Tube Tour episode is Juan Minuta. Did I say that correctly?
That's right, Jay. Juan
Welcome.
Minuta. Thank
Excellent.
You very much.
So that we can say in English, 1 minute. Juan Minuta, right? So Juan is originally from Peru, and he now lives in Florida.
Florida, that's right.
Yes.
And the Gulf Coast of Florida.
Gulf Coast. And you have how many kids?
Two. Right here is Juan.
Yes.
Beautiful Catalina.
Catalina
and Adriano.
Adriano, who is how old?
16.
And how old is Catalina?
She's 12.
She's 12. So, Juan, Vicky and I just got back from a trip to Central America with Bodyboard Holidays. We were in El Salvador with Juan, and we had some great waves down there, right?
Definitely, yes.
Excellent.
Always, El Salvador, you always deliver to us, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And I got contacted by your wife, Marina, a few months ago, who said, we want to go on Tabby Tube Tour 2024. And that was for your anniversary? Was that an anniversary gift?
Actually, this year, he actually falls into our wedding anniversary, 18 years.
Yeah.
And it actually falls in a couple of days into my birthday.
Yes, know? And how old are you going to be?
49.
You're a young man. Compared to me, you're very young. So 49 years old. So you live in Florida. How often do you get to bodyboard over there?
I'm going
to
be honest. It's like probably 4 times a year.
Okay.
Like I'm counting Salvador and yes. other destinations. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I... Listen, I grew up in this since I was 12. You
yes.
know? And it kind of... It's always in your heart.
Yeah,
the sensation and being able to be in the water and you know ride wave is always been part of my life.
Yeah,
and I have a little break in between because you know moving into a different country and all that. You know you have to focus on a couple of things to get situated.
Yeah,
but after that I kind of recoup like that kind of feeling of like, hey, let's go in the water. And now I wanna transfer to my kids because. I don't think it's a better feeling than this, being on the water and enjoy yes. the wave, you know? Well, and it make me meet people like you.
Yeah.
I have to put some other names in here, like Rob, that always, you know...
Rob Barber, like, shout yes, out to you, Rob.
Shout out, Rob. And, you know, it's always been so nice to be part of this, you know, part of this community, of the bodyboarding
yeah,
community.
I agree. Yeah. So what made you sign up? Well, your wife signed you up for Tabby 2
yes,
tour.
That's true.
Why?
She signed me because she's like, when one day we were looking online about it and I explained, oh yeah, we're going to Tabarua Island, it's this and this, and she's like, why we not doing it? I always think it was like some kind of dream that, you know, if more for me, but listen, after day one, I realized that it's for all of us, you know, and we all like, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's a dream.
Yes.
It's a dream and it's a little tricky because it's going to be so hard. I think it's going to be for us, if we're not coming here every single year, what else are we going
to
do?
This you said that, that to me yes. in the water today. You said
come on,
no
you
other
see,
vacation.
You see the waves that I took today and it's impossible not to say this, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Warner had some great waves at Cloudbreak this afternoon and he said to me in the water, I don't think we'll be able, any other vacation will compare to this, right?
It's true. And
yeah, what do you think, Catalina? Do you agree?
I mean, yeah, it's a nice island.
Yeah, it's beautiful, right?
Today she has like her first good waves, you know, out of like the left on, what is the island right next to us?
Yeah, so there's Nomoto
left. Nomoto
left, yes.
Yeah, she had like a few of them. So she got a glimpse of what it is, bodyboard.
Yeah, you know? And it was easy waves for you, do you think? Easy-ish.
Easy-ish.
Okay, but you know, you're alive and you're smiling, so yeah. It wasn't crazy waves. Do you like the water temperature here?
Oh yeah, the water temperature is nice.
Yeah, I think it's probably like the same as where you live on the Gulf Coast. In the summer months,
sometimes,
it's very warm, sometimes. Right?
Not even in the summer, really.
Yeah.
Summer, winter, it's the same temperature here. Really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. And yeah. So your family's having a wonderful time. They're getting introduced to riding waves. We think our spot right out here, Kittyland, which you can't see on camera, but there's a really good family-friendly spot here. This may be a really good option for you, Catalina.
Tomorrow
and your brother in a couple of days, maybe tomorrow actually on the higher tide. So yeah, so Juan, what's your we've been to a few different spots, what's your favorite so far?
Cloudbreak.
Cloudbreak.
Yeah. We have a couple good waves on Desperations, like
yes,
yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good to have a couple rides, you know.
Yes,
like to try.
I know
to,
you like rides,
of course. but definitely, you know, the waves, especially today, this afternoon when the wind just kind of disappear.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
It was
magical. You know, I was with a smile here to here, you know.
Yeah,
I think you see
some
it.
Some long waves, some really good long waves. So, yeah, I mean, here's a family man who came on our trip. He had a blast. What do you like about the resort? What is it that appeals to you here?
I think it's nothing that you can dislike from the people, from all the accommodations. You are pretty much, you just get out of your beret and everything is for you,
yeah.
You know? It makes it so special. That's what I told you, listen, you spoil us completely this time. It's gonna be so difficult. And I think we just have to come here again and again and again, really.
I love it, man.
I really appreciate, Jay, that you put all this together because it's really one thing that for a bodyboard person like me, yeah. and transfer to my family and be able to all of us enjoy it, listen, it's nothing better than this, really.
That's a great way to finish this podcast. So Juan Minuta, thank you so much.
Thank you, my
Muchas
friend.
Gracias a ti. Muchas gracias. You speak Spanish, right?
Yeah. Yes, thank
you. You better with your father being from Peru. We love it. So, folks, that's going to do it for this episode of the Woo! Real Deal Show.
We see you in the wave, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see you in the surf, folks. That's it. See you later.
Bye-bye.